This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I see some of the callers here, like Taylor in Texas, and we're going to go to them after the break. Does Trump being poisoned needs to go public? They'll say 25th Amendment, he's crazy, it's not happening. But they always do. You know, we found the Department of Energy project like 20 years ago, adding barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things to jet fuel. Then it was aerosolized through a patent to, quote, protect us from global warming. And we point out that it actually makes the solar radiation go through, especially the ultraviolet, and bounce back, but contains more of it. And so I said up front, they're trying to warm the earth to create a crisis and weather weapons to devastate certain countries they don't like. They said I was crazy. And the CIA director came out 3 years ago and said word for word what I said 20 years ago. We figured all this out. We figured it out. We know what they're doing. Got the whole thing figured out. And then why would our fellow humans do this? They all think they're going to become gods and merge with machines and silicon, but they've got to get rid of humans first before they ascend. That's Silicon Valley. And I'm like, they're creating a world government. They're creating a mark of the beast. They're creating a cashless society. It's all coming in. And everything that they're doing is hurting us and dumbing us down and making us depressed and killing us. The wages of sin are death. And I'm like, well, the Bible says it's a fallen entity on the planet. Notice the media never attacks me for this because they know everybody instinctively knows it's true. We're on a planet and we've got free will and we're much bigger and much more powerful than Satan spiritually, but we're babies. And so we have free will. And so this entity is interdimensional. Is here trying to get humans that are working with it to build a really horrible system with the promise of immortality when our spirit's already immortal and God created us to literally go to heaven, the heavens, and be with God forever. But we can't make it out of this pond, this tadpole pond, or like the caterpillar. You know, we're going into the chrysalis right now, and the system knows we're going to pop out as a butterfly and fly off. And they're really pissed, folks. And so forget the devil, forget lay folks would call it, you know, space aliens or whatever the hell it is. It's happening. World government, cashless society, an attack on the very species itself and procreation and our very DNA. The code that allows us to replicate and continue on. We are literally being mutated and not in a good way. Ahead of the big event. And obviously most people are going to physically be destroyed by this. What matters is the soul. But it's the body that we now know from science does literally receive and transmit electrochemically that is receiving the transmission. All the poisoning and everything that's going on is an attempt to jam that. And everyone listening innately knows that's true. And now it's just all out in the open. The world government, the plan to end humanity, the whole thing. By those enslaved. I mean, you look at the head of Silicon Valley. You look at all those people. Those are slaves. They're not running anything. And they're scared. Because by the time you sign on to all this stuff, you find out, wow, you really screwed up. Because the force you sign on with is really bad news. But by the time they've committed all these sins against innocence, they're damned off from God. They're cut off, and they know. And so they're, I guess, just trying to get better seats in the Phantom Zone. Can you imagine, again, being trapped with all these evil globalists? But they don't have kids and people to feed on. Just all together, basically in an auditorium forever. Can you imagine that? And God says, here, you just go build whatever you want over there. So a lot of big stuff's happening, and their system's coming down even as it's built. So we'll come back from break. I'll go right to your phone calls. But But yeah, the president rushed the hospital. It's being played down. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates, is as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I could escape this feeling. It's my chance.
All right, Kanye West came to Texas, and what he said is what the other big churches should be saying. I like what he's saying. A lot of folks say, oh, he's not a real Christian. Well, he's exposing abortion as a human sacrifice. He's exposing that Hollywood wants to destroy your children. You know, you don't hear that in the big mega churches anymore. So, whatever. The message is good. We're going to go to your phone calls. Trump holds screening of The Joker at White House, says he enjoyed the film. Prepares for media talking heads to explode. InfoWars.com. I mean, I thought it was a well-done film. Very, very sick. But Trump is kind of a joker himself. I want to go to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. We've posted to InfoWars.com in these articles, the flashback to September 2017, where Roger Stone and I get into the covert attempts to drug the president. Now he's been rushed to the hospital, reportedly, because his tester got very ill, and they do believe that some type of binary weapon or other exotic system had been added to the food. They're not sure if Trump was hit with it. But that's your mystery pretty much solved unless our sources are lying to us. And you've seen how good our sources are. Hillary Clinton's having convulsions, and she drives around in a black ambulance. Get on it. Boom, it gets caught on tape. You know, Fiona Hill, McMaster's, all of them. They're Soros operatives. Here's the whistleblower, Eric Saramala. I mean, we've broken hundreds of big things here. And the president doesn't keep the food in the White House close to him. He gets food from outside the White House. They admittedly are doing that because he thinks they're trying to poison him. Well, of course they are. The Attorney General said in a speech Friday, I've already played it three times today, that the deep state, the leftists, are doing everything they can to sabotage and have shredded every system of civilization and rule of law. Everything. That means violence as well. Economic sabotage, cultural sabotage, fake whistleblowers, fake Russiagate, imprisoning his support base. They're making their move because they know he's going to win 2020 unless there's massive election fraud. And Trump is so cut off and so surrounded. What are we going to do to stop it ahead of the false flags that are going to try to trigger a civil war? Now with Obama and Bill Maher saying they don't want civil war, they want peace. They would only do that right before a big triggering event. So they can say, oh, look, we just called for peace. I'm telling you, that was so ominous. I covered it last night. I didn't even know about this hospital thing. It was kept so quiet last night. I said, something big is happening. They're making a move, a violent move. I want to go to your calls now. We're going to go to RAJ in FEMA Region 6, then everybody else that's holding. Thank you for calling from FEMA Region 6, RAJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great to be speaking to the free world here, Alex.
Yes, sir.
T-Rex. You know, I want to say, first of all, probably the best thing I've heard in 5 years is this increasing spirituality, you're amping it up. The more you talk about things like Kanye and you pray on air and declare things that are true. So I'm excited about where this show has gone in the past 5 or 6 years. It's amazing.
When the devil's out in the open, when world government and cashless societies and pedophiles are out in the open and Satanism's out in the open and Martin the Beast is out in the open, you better get close to Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, you're on target. You're drawing more people that are awake and that are alive. And so the better we can do, and in our own areas, this is the biggest thing I can offer. I called in to say I believe there's a key preemptive action that can be taken by believers, but you've got to do it in your own area, your own local area. I'm on FEMA Region 6. And if we let them know ahead of time, if anything happens to our president, that things like mortgage payments are going to go on hold indefinitely. And it would be a wise thing to even organize it just a shot across the bow.
Now, that's the strike that would actually work if, because that's the big bankers have sold those over and over again. If patriots quit paying their mortgage payments and their credit card payments, it would really freak out the Ponzi scheme that's the financial system.
Yeah, all it takes is people to do that. I mean, they could rotate it because you can only do it for so long and you don't want to get skylined. But if, 5 or 6 people in each district, each congressional district just told their congressman, here's what's going to happen. This is a warning of the deep state. And then hold them back for 60 days. I mean, that's going to hit the register hard right up front.
Well, I know this. They want to remove the president and have their little minions have a violent fight with us. No Bill Maher, no Obama. All of you are going to be held accountable if violence kicks off. And everybody knows that. That's not a threat. I'm just telling folks the way the cow ate the cabbage, and which tells me they're getting up to the edge of the cliff. They're getting ready to pull the trigger. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's talk to Jim in Boston. Jim, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What do you think about the Trump being rushed to the hospital Saturday?
I'm not surprised, and here's why. And I think I'm shocked that more hasn't happened, because the way that I'm seeing this is Trump isn't doing anything preemptive or proactive that we can see anyway in order to thwart some of their efforts. So as long as he sits back and watches this happen, it's going to keep happening, Alex. And I think that something needs to be done, whereas the Democrats can put a charge on somebody, get them into the legal system quickly, and get them convicted, like Roger Stone, like Manafort, like General Flynn. But yet on the flip side, nothing happened. And here's just another example of waiting to see what they're going to do.
And yeah, notice they convict Roger Stone, and then the president has to go to the hospital the next day because his food tester got sick, reportedly. And then you read all the news, they're admittedly scared of poison and getting food secretly, and Secret Service agents are dropping dead and all sorts of mysterious stuff, and the Secret Service and others are telling us that, of course, there's attempts on the president's life with the deep state. I mean, these people are killers. And look at how arrogant Brennan is when he's on TV going, thank God for the deep state. We're taking Trump out. And he's just making ugly faces on C-SPAN like he's King Kong. What the hell happened to this country? I mean, these people are crazy. God bless you. I appreciate the call. Good point, Jim. I'm going to move quick here. Taylor in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. I've been listening to you ever since the Charlie Hodge halftime show where you got canceled. Just love the show. I just want to say you're real, God's real, and the devil's real, too. And I just want to say if you live in a small town, no matter what, you're still under attack. You know, you're not safe. These people are out here to kill, steal, and destroy, just like the devil said he came to do. But also, I just want to get your thoughts on would it be more beneficiary for Trump to go public about the assassination?
They would say that it was insanity, 25th Amendment, he's paranoid. They're all saying kill him. Somebody's gotten sick, but I think if he came out with the doctors and the scientists and, showed what it was and what happened, but you heard Mike Adams earlier, who's a big chemist and owns a large lab that studies this, food adulteration and poisoning. They've got all sorts of synthetic things and biological things they can make that are undetectable, basically.
Okay. So they may try to spin it?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. Should Trump go public about this? It doesn't radiate strength. That's why Trump probably wouldn't do it. But it's up to us surrogates to do it, because the president's not probably his place to do it. I think what you're hearing on air is this fact going public.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Awesome. Well,
I mean, I think the deep state would spin it and go, oh, you're crazy. But I think the American people know they want to poison the president. Hell, we've already seen them try everything. The question is, what are they going to do next? Well, they blow his head off like Ronald Reagan or like Kennedy. And, or try to kill him like they did, or tried to kill Reagan, then it would blow up in their face. I'm going to come back and get back into that statement I was about to make on the other side, because that needs to be made properly. I was kind of stumbling around there, so I was watching the clip they were playing. We're going to play Ronald Reagan when we come back, and the assassination attempt on him, and then Kennedy. Stay with us. I appreciate your calls.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Saturday, getting almost no news coverage, and CNN saying, oh, that shows he's in bad health. Remove him. 25th Amendment. But then our sources say there's been a bunch of poisoning attempts in the White House, and we first broke a lot of that years ago, that the president was concerned about being poisoned and was buying fast food from trusted sources that he would send out and get it. Trusted sources would procure it, and, of course, all of that later came out in the news. This is very serious reports from good sources. These are real sources, so that means either they've been given disinfo and or lying to us, or it's true. You look at the whole climate and the attempts to remove Trump, of course it's true. And the establishment is just going for broke corruption-wise. Let's roll some footage of the Zapruder film. Remember what happened in Texas back in 1963 to Kennedy. There it is for TV viewers. And then, of course, everybody knows what happened in 1981 when Ronald Reagan wasn't letting the deep state and George Herbert Walker Bush run the entire show. He got shot. And the man that shot him was put in a mental institution and was recently released. And his brother was best buddies with the Bushes and ran major CIA operations. The father did. So they're not hiding Eric Siramala trying to remove Trump and being from the CIA. They're not hiding any of this. So, of course, they're going to try to poison the president. The Chi-Coms and the Cubans have been radiating our embassies in Cuba and in China. What do you think the deep state's going to do to Trump? You should pray for President Trump. You should pray for InfoWars. You should pray for America. Pray for yourselves, because this is a very dangerous group. And I'll tell you, all this talk of let's not have a civil war from Nancy Pelosi, I forgot about her, and from Obama and from Bill Maher all last week. Let's tone down our rhetoric. I said before I even knew about this with Trump, that means they're about to pull violence off. False flags or assassination, something. Because they want to be able to say, oh, look, we called for reconciliation before they stage something and blame it on us, or before they make a move against the president. People say, well, it'll be a civil war if they kill Trump. The Chi-Coms are the main financiers of this now, along with the EU. They don't care if America's in a giant breakdown. I mean, it won't be like North versus South. It'll be a breakdown of law and order and of the stock market and a bunch of things. It'll cause a new depression. And that's what the left wants. They said, remember Bill Maher, let's crash the economy to stop Trump. And then the Federal Reserve started doing it. Bill Maher is seen as the voice of the globalist. When you hear something out of Bill Maher's mouth, that means you're hearing it out of Hillary Clinton's, hearing out of Barack Obama's. Hell, Jimmy Kimmel admits he has hour-long conversations with Democrat leaders, including Chuckie Schumer. Every day he does a show, they're telling him what to say. So when they're saying, let's kill Republicans and let's hit them on the head and let's wipe them out, let's take their kids, let's put them in forced labor camps, they said all that. That's because they're trying to warm that up. But then right when they actually trigger it, they go, oh, we want peace, we want peace. We didn't do any of this, thinking we'll forget what they've been doing for 3 years. Let's go to your phone calls. who's up next here. Let's go to Eric in South Dakota. Eric, oh, Frank in Australia is the next after that. Eric in South Dakota, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Alex Jones, I want to say thank you for being a true patriot. Thank you for pledging your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor. Just want to make a quick comment. I think Mike Adams made a comment on your show a few Sundays ago when he was guest hosting for you, and he said, Mr. President, we the people have your back. If you need something, you just got to let us know. And I think that's an extremely important comment.
Bingo. I was thinking that this morning. I even heard Mike when he said it. I was watching. You're right. He has to have the fireside chat. And you know what? Maybe the last caller was right. Or Taylor. The caller before last. Maybe it is time for Trump to tell people what's really going on behind the scenes. Because as much as we know, can you imagine what else is going on?
Yeah, it's got to be pretty freaky.
Keep going. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I don't want to take any more time away from your other callers. Just thank you for the important job that you do and everybody there at your staff, and God bless you.
Well, Eric, let me ask you this question. You're a really soft-spoken, detailed, thoughtful person. How do we get President Trump's back? I mean, a lot of folks say, well, the shooting war starts, you know, we'll wipe out the left. We don't want that. We want to peacefully go out in information, and also we have to, in civil disobedience, but don't hurt anybody, and really make the gears of the system grind to a halt. Like the caller said earlier, you know, don't pay your mortgages for 3 months or something. There's a lot of things we can do instead of having a shooting war. It's not like I'm scared of a shooting war. It's just a shooting war is going to kill a bunch of mindless leftists. We want to stop the globalists that are orchestrating this. We want to cut the head off a snake. How do we do that?
Well, you're, of course, asking the key question, which is, where's the line drawn? At what point and with what kind of a response, you know, when do we finally stand up and say, this is where the line's drawn, enough is enough, now we got to take care of this, you see?
Convicted pedophiles going and having kids in public schools bounce on their crotches. I mean, just all of it. The national news saying, let's kill Trump, or saying, you know, that the Trump supporters are all Nazis, physically attack them. They're trying to get goons to kill us. They're already physically attacking us. It's just they've got it set up where if we start going after Jeff Zucker and others, they'll call us terrorists and try to spin it the other way. But I think once the violence starts, it's going to avalanche into them and they're going to lose the whole thing. But I don't want to go that direction. I don't want Jeff Zucker dead. I don't want Hillary Clinton dead. I just want them off our backs. I don't want a civil war in this country, but they are pushing one.
You know, I've thought about this an awful lot, Alex, and I sometimes just wonder if the right answer, very, very peacefully, of course. You know, okay, so I've heard other comments made about, well, what needs to happen is, you know, 50,000 patriots need to ascend on Washington, D.C. with their rifles or something like that.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
The thing of it is, I'm wondering,
you know how fast they'd set us up? They would definitely have somebody detonate a truck bomb or something at Congress saying it was us. We do not want, and I'm not saying you're saying that. Believe me, that's the deep state pushing that. How about 50,000 people bring their children and all go confront members of Congress when it's in session in their offices peacefully?
Or, you know, a localized approach that I've thought about is very peacefully drive to your state capital, because that's within driving distance, and you implore your governor, look, you're our voice. You need to call in and do something about this.
No, I totally agree. We need to see more out of the Attorney General of Texas and the governor speaking out against the globalists of the New World Order and defending Trump and saying what the deep state's doing is wrong. You know, we're seeing some of the state governors do that, but we need to see more of that. We need to see U.S. senators doing that. I know the Senate has written letters to ABC News, and so has the House, concerning their cover-up of pedophile rings. Oh, my gosh, they wrote a letter. I want to see hearings. I want to see indictments. I want to see it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay there, Frank. I'm going right to you. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue with your phone calls throughout this hour. Then I've got to hit the Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein developments that are massive and really threatens the whole deep state, pedophile, Ponzi scheme, empire. And then Kanye says, protect your kids from being indoctrinated by Hollywood and the media. When people say, he's a fake Christian. Well, I wish the mainline Christians would fight back against Hollywood and all that stuff, because they don't anymore. Most churches are not like focused on the family. And Dobson used to be that they just have capitulated to the left. So whether he's a Christian or not, I think he's doing a good job on that front. Trump made an unannounced visit, the Secret Service looked really freaked out. We're told by sources that one of the food testers got really sick. And we know the president thinks they're trying to poison him. We told you that before it was ever in the news. So that's why I'm covering this. And Kit Daniels came in here earlier and he goes, yeah, the story's gone viral. It's got a, you know, a lot of traffic to the site right now. And he said, but some people don't even know that there is a presidential tester who volunteers to taste the foods to, a lot of times if something's poisoned, you can taste it too. And they don't believe that. So Kit added to the article all these links to Obama having a poison tester and others and how the food is brought in from special vendors and how it's locked up and protected. Of course Trump's a target, the biggest target in history. Nobody has ever had people out trying to kill him like Donald John Trump. I mean, give me a break. It's fine to question our sources, even though we have a great track record, but to say there's not testers is just amazing. Yes, there are testers, and I'm not going to go back over all the articles I covered the first 2 hours in ad nauseum. But it's a fact that they have these testers, and those are linked to the Infowars.com article. But they definitely don't want this story out. You know, we had the question was, well, why isn't Trump coming out and saying he thinks they were poisoned? Because it's not all 100% confirmed, and they'll say he's crazy. 25th Amendment, so they do it through surrogates. Obviously, that's why we were contacted. Why do you think the Secret Service came to us with the news that Hillary was having convulsions, had a black ambulance? Because the rest of the news knew about it, and no one would cover it because they were running interference for her via Donna Brazile. We didn't catch her collapsing. Someone did in New York City. And just as we said, she had a convulsion and fell on her face into the black ambulance. So this is from White House sources. I mean, hell, I'm not bragging about White House sources. You know about them. That's why they want to shut us down, because they know that we get info to the White House, they get us info. Not the bad guys, the good guys on the inside. Been so many examples of it. And it's very dangerous. And we get a lot less contact from the White House than we used to, because the system really goes after anybody that gives us information. Because they know we'll put it out. And we've said, that's from White House sources. Is it accurate? Probably. Have they been accurate in the past? Yes. All I know is they're saying kill him everywhere, remove him. There's ongoing coups happening. The Attorney General says that they have tried everything to sabotage him. Everything. They kept saying everything. And they've shredded every norm of the rule of law. Every norm. Well, the rule of law says you don't kill people without convicting them. So the Attorney General told you we're in a civil war. I don't know why the indictments haven't begun, because right now we're all just getting punched one way from the globalists. Like, while I take these calls, will you guys roll the clip of Brennan at the, on C-SPAN in slow motion, if you can, or just over and over again, while they say the deep state, thank God for the deep state, is the intelligence agencies that are going to take this guy out. It turns out Samarla, CIA Ramella, worked directly for him. And so the other former CIA director, McLaughlin, brags about it. Brennan leans forward into the camera and makes a satanic gremlin face. And they're just all a bunch of thugs and punks that literally hate this country and are squatting on top of America. And I am so sick of them. I'm going to get to all these callers. Let's go to Frank in Australia. Frank, thanks for calling. Again, I have a tendency to just look at the number and see who's been holding the longest. And I miss when somebody's calling from the other side of the planet. Frank, thank you for calling. And what's your view on all the situation?
Well, my view on this situation, I've been watching you for years, Alex. And every year it just gets worse and worse. It's getting to the point where they have locked up Roger Stone for no reason. And he
What do you think the president should do? Yeah, I lost that call from Australia. his question was, I saw it there, how far are they going to go? And what do I mean, I agree. That's the sickening feeling here, is that an internationally funded group of criminals that's brainwashed a large part of the public is literally engaged in open criminal activity, bullying, fraud, and they're coming for everybody. And now they're saying, let's be friends. You know, what did the people in the cell next to Epstein say? They turn the lights off, turn the cameras off, had the regular jail guards leave 2 hours early. Special guards that never worked in the building came in. Epstein starts screaming. There's a scuffle for about a minute, then they start saying, breathe. Jeffrey, breathe. It's what you do while you're killing somebody. It's a joke. And that's what Obama and all of them are saying. Breathe, breathe. Like, we don't want war. We don't want violence. And the president goes to the hospital. Breathe, Jeffrey, breathe. That's the sick joke. Don't run. We are your friends. This is not an assault. And none of them have ever gotten in trouble, so they think there's no end. I mean, they got open pedophilia on TV with our kids. Almost all of Washington on the Democrat side now admit they're pedophiles and represent pedophiles. Adam Schiff, all around him, turns out, you know, his doctor just got arrested for pedophilia and is a big visitor to, you know, Thailand and stuff. And then Ed Buck and then the lawyer for the whistleblower says he loves to represent pedophiles and loves kids. And they're all just going, yeah, what are you going to do about it? You're going to take the vaccines, you're going to take the 5G, and your kids are ours. You understand? And then we just sit here and go, yeah, you're God. You're our boss. CNN said so. Brian Stelter sits up there all satanic looking, doing bizarre smiles. I mean, imagine if you pose for a photo. I can't even make the photo he makes. I mean, it's more satanic than Jack Nicholson trying to act satanic. And every photo of him is him going, I mean, it's just like flaming loons, man, with crazy inbred billionaires running everything, totally psychotic. And Stelter says ABC's doing good. They should cover up the pedophilia. Because he knows where his bread's buttered. He knows who the boss is. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm coming right back out of the break with no liner, just boom, right to your calls. Pete and Robert and everybody else that's been patiently holding. I'm getting to everybody ahead of Salente joining us. And then in the 15 minutes before Salente, I'm going to run through a bunch of this news. There's so much of it. I planned so much for the show. And then there's usually some big development like Roger on Friday and now this over the weekend. And it just makes my head spin. Please don't forget that we have the Black Friday sales now beginning. And we've got 50% off DNA Force Plus with free shipping, double Patriot points. You're not going to find CoQ10 and PQQ of this quality and this strength with this synergistic blend of other naturally occurring compounds that help deliver the PQQ and the CoQ10. So it's all there in the DNA Force Plus. Everyone, even young people, should be taking it. It can repair DNA. It can repair the mitochondria, the engines of the cell. It can make your telomeres last longer. It can regrow nerves. It can regrow heart tissue in the studies. You can make all the claims about PQQ, CoQ10. It's a fact. InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should be taking this every day when you go to bed at night to rejuvenate your body. And then it funds the InfoWar, a win-win. DNA Force Plus.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Starting at the beginning of the next hour, after we take some more calls, I'm going to get into Prince Andrew. And I literally just had somebody in the hall during the break say, hey, you haven't covered Adam Schiff and the doctor he works with, who works for NBC News, being arrested for reportedly propositioning sex with his next-door neighbor's 9-year-old, and the guy lives in Thailand half the year. Well, that's in my stack. And it's literally just all these guys. That's the club. You don't get in the club now in Hollywood unless you're a pedophile. And we got a bunch of stuff dealing with the Pope and the guy he had running the investigation and the deputy Pope, Cardinal Pell, convicted of trafficking in hundreds of little boys, some of which ended up dead. Little boys. You're like, well, what's going on? There aren't that many pedophiles in real life, but there are when it comes to taking over churches, taking over schools, taking over power. And so look at, quote, royalty. Royalty. There's a bunch of scum, a bunch of pedophiles. Because it's about their selfishness and what they want and doing evil. And getting away from God. Because if you'll hurt children, you'll do anything. That's all. It's an initiation. And the world's waking up to the fact that pedophiles run it. Something I told you decades ago. Let's go to your phone calls. Okay, who's been holding longest here? Hugh in Seattle, then Pete in Seattle. Hugh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, do you remember when Hillary was the first lady?
Yes.
And what was her focus while she was in there?
It was a bunch of stuff.
Healthcare.
It was healthcare, and it was crime, and it was children.
And she was shut down, I guess, by the Republican establishment. I don't know what it was. Like she was trying to take.
Yes, they killed her attempt to take over healthcare.
There was a book published by a Secret Service agent that was serving under the Clintons, and Aldrich, I believe it was. He goes into that in pretty good detail. You might want to find that.
We've had him on before. I've had him on probably five or six times. Yeah, he talked about how what they had Mao Zedong Christmas ornaments and crack pipes.
Yeah.
That's
true. Well, Bill Clinton, as far as I know, during the Vietnam War, spent his days in Moscow. So he came over here and got himself elected because of Perot, supposedly third party, right? Took it away from Bush Sr. And then it seemed to me his total behind the scenes or undercurrent agenda was to make a mockery of American jurisprudence. And that was an era that I like to typify what was.
That's right. That's when they got us used to the corruption and them just doing whatever they wanted to. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's another dot that I wanted to connect. I think it was in 2004, and I don't know if it was on ABC or NBC, whoever Wolf Blitzer worked for at the time, when the colors of the elephant and the donkey changed, and there was absolutely no warning or absolutely no explanation. But for the longest time, the donkey was red. And the elephant was blue. And then all of a sudden, bam, during the Bush Jr. election, I think it was, in 2004, somewhere around there, it was after 9/11, all of a sudden, the icon colors switched.
I remember all that. I was just thinking about the other day, why do you think they did that?
Exactly, because they didn't want the donkey associated with red. And you don't hear a peep about it. Not a peep about it. It came and went like it was. And it seems to be an agenda or a typical MO of the left.
Well, they also fired all the newscasters on every major channel right before 9/11. It was like they were supposed to be a new era. Really good points. That's some of the sophisticated stuff that I, research. I'm trying to figure out exactly why they did all that. God bless you. Wow, what a great caller. I could talk to him for 10 hours. But we got to go to the next people. Let's go to Pete in Seattle. Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, what I would love to see is you toasting Roger Stone with a glass of champagne next week. The way to inspire courage is to demonstrate courage. You do it all the time. Every time you bullhorn Hillary, I feel a wave of energy. If Trump wants to energize the base and stick this attack on him back in their face, he'll pardon Roger tomorrow morning.
I agree with you. And you know, they said we're making our move. We want Trump out. And then their impeachment thing fell apart. So now he's rushed to the hospital. And we're told that the food was poisoned and that it got the taster, but not him. And that's what we're told. I mean, then I talked to my sources. They said, yeah, that's all over the White House. And then
yeah.
I was told, but be careful how much you say. Don't give away who said it. But I don't know how you give away who said it. The whole damn White House is abuzz with this.
And if you want to hit the Chi-Coms, the way to do it is require that all pharmaceuticals say made in China if any component of the pharmaceutical is made in China.
I've seen numbers of 90% of the vaccines are made there, and something like 70% of every other drug is either made there or the main component.
Alex, the way you demonstrate moral courage is an inspiration to the country, and Trump can do the same thing by pardoning Roger. Roger's a good and loyal man. You want to inspire loyalty, show loyalty.
You're absolutely right. I mean, he let, Arpaio and the Submariner and some of these guys charge the war crimes. That's fine. That's the president's prerogative. And I pushed him on some of those, like the Submariner and Arpaio. But, I mean, Roger's done nothing wrong. These are all process crimes. And then you research it. He was railroaded. Absolutely. Thank you. Well, I think that's really my job is to show moral courage. You know, when I go and bullhorn Hillary and people confront her face-to-face inside the building, she takes it as if I orchestrated that when I really didn't. The listener just came out there, but that's fine. People say, man, don't you know she'll kill you? Like I'm stupid. No, I know that, but you just got to go all the way. I mean, I'm trying to figure out ways to get more in Hillary's face. If I had $300,000 extra like I did 3 years ago, I paid people $1,000 to $5,000 a piece that got Bill Clinton in Hillary's face and said Hillary covered up for Bill's rapes and Bill Clinton's a rapist because he settled three rape cases. And, you know, I got told through the Justice Department that they were trying to get me indicted then, and that Nancy Pelosi's daughter filed a fake report that I death threatened her, which I didn't. Now you see me in the news all the time saying arrest me. But, you know, I really feel guilty that I'm not doing enough. I mean, these people are evil. And I'm just up here talking about them all day. The least I could do is get in their face personally. But I'm not worried about me, man. I'm really worried about everybody. I mean, look, we're all dead already, folks. The GMO, the vaccines, the IQ's dropping, the life expectancy's dropping, the infertility is exploding, the cancer is exploding, the neurological disorders are exploding. They're murdering us. Ahead of this thing they say they're building, this AI god, this beast whose image will be worshipped simultaneously worldwide by all peoples. How could people know that 2,000 years ago? When John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos has this multi-day vision and sees all of this happening, he was shown so that we'd have a warning. Because God gave us free will, but also cheat sheets, so that we can make the right decisions and not follow that history exactly. We can have a chance to have an alternate future if we follow what God said. But right now it's going exactly down the bad scenario. And you know we deserve it, folks, all the bad things we've done to the unborn and everything. It's going to be way worse than you can even imagine. And all these rich men, it says, will hide under the earth in caves, trying to kill themselves, but they won't die. Wow, that's a wild, like zombies. I mean, read the Bible. It's pretty scary stuff. And then when you see it all happening, and you find out the globalists aren't atheists, they're devil worshipers, and they believe Lucifer is God, and that they believe they're about to be given eternal life once they kill the majority of us, that they've been promised that. We're going to go to break. Now I'm going to go to Robert, and then everybody else that's patiently holding Jose. And Bob and Shy and Marilyn, and we'll get to all of you. And then I'm going to hit the pedophile news and the Kanye West news and some of the other stuff. There's just so much news at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Europe's breaking down a civil war with the tens of millions of illegals they brought in. It's all planned. Civilization is being sabotaged by design. And then smart cities are being built by Google and Apple and Facebook and all of them that are above the law, tax exempt. That'll be outside of this and free of it. But everything will be surveilled and controlled. You'll be fried and bathed in 10G. And that's all their plan. That's the admissions. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Whatever you do, please go to Newswars.com and Infowars.com and get the live feeds of the show today that are in the articles about White House source, Trump may unexpected hospital visit to test for intentional poisoning. Such an important article with the live feed. Please share that. DrudgeReport.com is linked to photos of sweaty Prince Andrew, confound claims made by Royal over Epstein links, the Paul Joseph Watson article. And he goes into all of it. Just full of crap he is, how scary he is. Look at that scary face on that guy. That's all coming up as well.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.